Every single thing you said is a lie. Every single one.
Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Everything he does is a lie. It's misinformation and disinformation.
Debate over who outlied who. Today, both President Biden and former President Trump hit the campaign trail. The president with events in North Carolina and New York. Former President Trump in Virginia today. By virtually all accounts, it was a poor showing in the debate by President Biden. We go live to Washington this morning with ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers. Morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Hey, so publicly, it seems like the spin is kind of what Vice President Harris said. Tough start, strong finish. But what are you hearing behind the scenes?
You know, and I think that was even notable, the fact that she went out and did those interviews and felt the need to spin that and acknowledge, you know, first of all, to have to go out and do things like that. But second, to acknowledge that he had a rough go and say it was not a strong start in a debate, but then he finished strong. I mean, look, I think we talked about this in the lead up to the debate. Almost always after, campaign officials always say, our guy won. It was the greatest debate ever. You know, we're resounding victory. So when you concede any point like that, you know it was not a great night. There are discussions now privately among Democratic officials about what could happen next and whether or not it would be possible to replace Joe Biden as a Democratic nominee. He's not the nominee yet. That would, of course, happen in Chicago in August. But you were hearing former elected officials last night on cable. You're starting to see the punditry this morning through columns saying that maybe the best thing for him to do would be to step aside. There is no indication he would do that. That is very clear from people around him. The president was asked last night how he thought he performed. He said, I think we did well. But, you know, he had two big things that they were looking to accomplish going into the debate. One, draw contrast with Donald Trump on big issues like abortion rights. Talk about his threat to democracy and tie it to January 6th. And also to convince Americans who are concerned about the president's age that he is up to doing this job for four more years. And by all accounts from last night and watching that and talking to people, the president did not do either of those things last night.
Talking with ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers. On the issue of could there be a different nominee for the Democrats, Karen, we have to remember they've got more time than do the Republicans. We're coming up here in Milwaukee just a few weeks away, inside 3 weeks now, on the Republican National Convention. But because of the Olympics, the Democrats don't, it's not a 1-2. They're not until August. So there is time to make these decisions.
Yeah, there is. And I think it's, you know, it's complicated. I could steer you towards some literature to read of like how this would all work, you know, just in terms of the logistics, you know, before and after the convention. But it's also just the personal decision. I mean, you know, there were chances to do this a year ago and the president wanted to run for reelection. There were Democratic officials who expressed concern about that at the time, but it was full steam ahead. And it's just hard to see who is going to be the person who would say you have to step aside. It's just, you know, this is the president and they had the chance, as I say, to do that decision a year ago. And now here we are with just a couple months until the election. But, you know, today, a lot of hand wringing among Democrats about what that performance means for their chances in critical battleground states going forward.
Always appreciate your time, Karen. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Karen Travers live with us from the White House this morning.